A long-anticipated benchmark has arrived in Milwaukee. The Global Water Center has officially opened in the Walker's Point neighborhood. Seasoned industries the likes of Badger Meter now share the renovated warehouse with university labs and a cadre of startup companies. We meet a couple of those entrepreneurs who now share the third floor. Hensley Foster launched his professional life as an industrial engineer more than four decades ago. He's amassed an impressive resume, yet dozens of inventions still race through his head. I met him checking in on one idea that came to life in Milwaukee's Walnut Way neighborhood, a green paneled cistern.
It's a foam core with a mix of concrete over the cover of it, and that really forms a lightweight but strong panel, and then we link those panels together to form the cistern walls.
The tank captures rain running off the rooftop and irrigates the adjacent vegetable gardens and peach orchard. Originally, Foster saw his invention helping water-starved regions of the world, but now sees applications in his own backyard.
Most of the houses and buildings in the Milwaukee area, actually the rainwater that's collected on the roof goes into the stormwater. And that stormwater gets mixed with sewer, and that all gets treated. If you think about it, doesn't make a lot of sense. We ought to intercept it. We ought to be able to use it.
Foster's vision blossomed into a small company, but it alone did not land him in the new Global Water Center. He calls the other ingredient kismet, a chance encounter with a fellow entrepreneur.
The conference, or Water Summit, last October, and I didn't know a soul, so I sat at a table all by myself, and sure enough, here this guy comes in and he sits down next to me.
The guy turned out to be president of a company called Algal Experts. It's been experimenting with growing algae that can eat pollutants. Foster explains that algae thrive in nutrient-rich water, wastewater being a perfect example. He sees it holding untapped potential as a biofuel and fertilizer. Foster and his new algae partner believe their combined experience can capture water, rid it of pollutants, and take the resulting product to market.
We can use it for fertilizer, which would be good for third world or good for here. We can also, because it's full of protein, we can use it for feed for like chickens.
Foster says the team's challenge in its new home is to perfect the process for specific regions, such as Central America.
Being able to do it cost effectively, that's what our goal is. And I think we'll accomplish that. It might take us a couple of years, but we'll do it.
Across town, along the lakefront, I met up with one of Foster's soon-to-be water center neighbors.
My name is Trevor Jalin. I'm the owner of Microbe Detectives. We're one of four companies that received a business startup grant from the Milwaukee Water Council.
The name of Trevor Jalin's company is Microbe Detectives. It deciphers the identity and quantity of bacteria in water.
We look at the DNA in the sample, and we can tell our client, whether it's a consultant or a city water department, wastewater treatment plant, almost everything that's living in their water sample, which is really kind of amazing, actually.
The red-headed 31-year-old says he's just an environmental engineer doing what they do.
Engineers always want to know how to solve problems.
The problem he's targeting is one water utilities face, keeping water supplies safe. Jalin is building customized databases, one documenting microbial DNA in wastewater treatment plants, the other in drinking water.
So I started talking to people that I thought might be interested in this stuff. I told them, I can tell you everything that's living in your water if you send me a sample. And they were very excited, and it's just kind of gone from there. It's been about a year.
One day, Jalin envisions serving 100 utilities across the country. He also hopes to bring aboard a team of detectives.
I'm looking for maybe 3 to 4 interns, maybe some part-time helpers as well. I mean, I don't want everybody emailing me now, but I do need some help. And I think most of the startup businesses actually need some help, so we're all going to kind of group together and kind of share resources and things like that.
For now, Jalin remains his company's lone microbe detective. But he says the move from his basement in Wauwatosa to the Global Water Center is propelling him in the right direction. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.